you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
Trial of Alec Baldwin, it is getting underway, and it is dividing a lot of people in terms of what they think is right and wrong here. Should he be held accountable? There was other people on this set who already have been held accountable. Hannah Gutierrez, the armorer. Also, the assistant director, David Halls, he said he admitted he checked it, but didn't check the bullets all that well. Didn't check all of them to make sure that there wasn't a live round in there. And then the gun eventually handed to Alec Baldwin. And we know what happened from there. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fadis, defense attorney and former prosecutor. Eric, let's just talk about this going in. What's your initial impressions here now that we've seen some opening statements being made?
You know, candidly, Tony, I've never been a huge fan of this case against Alec. I think I share a sentiment that a lot of people have where, you know, this was a tragic accident and perhaps the civil justice system is a better arena in which to adjudicate it. That being said, Alec Baldwin is on trial for involuntary homicide and it is heating up. And as the trial develops, we're learning a lot more.
The question is, I think the big thing is firearm safety and accountability. If you are holding that gun, how much training should you have had? How much accountability do you have to make sure that there's not a live round in that? And if it's already been checked, you already have two people on your staff that are assigned to do this. And they did. And it failed those two checks and went to him. How do you say to Alec Baldwin, you're responsible for this, especially when we talk about dummy rounds, because there's a difference here. There's blanks and there's dummy rounds. I think people kind of mix those two up a little bit. A dummy round looks identical for the most part to a regular bullet. A blank, not so much. You can tell the difference if you're looking at them. I'm not a gun or firearms expert by any mean. If I had two people in front of me saying, okay, here's the scene, here's the gun, it's safe, I couldn't tell you. Alec Baldwin, though, has been on many sets, many scenes, over 100 times handling firearms. Should he have known, or is this kind of a situation where over 100 times nothing's gone wrong, the people who are in charge did their job correctly, and he's just kind of going along with how things have always gone? Is that sloppy, or is that just, it's just how life has been, and suddenly this is a different situation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, clearly he's not a firearms expert, right? He's an actor. The dude gets up and does movies and stuff. And so, you know, we can't as a society put that sort of heightened responsibility on him that we would for someone who uses firearms all the time, real firearms in their job. Those people need to be trained and have experience in those. An actor, you know, we're talking about tens of thousands or more productions annually in which I'm sure there are prop guns. Are we going to require all of those people to go through, you know, extensive firearms trainings to handle a fake gun or what's supposed to be a fake gun? That just seems like a little much.
Is that unreasonable though? I mean, we're talking about the potential for lives being lost. And honestly, you know, if you look at, this is not to dismiss or downplay the death at all, of anyone in this, but if you were to take a look at all of those movies add them up, the amount of actual accidents on set with it, like resulting in death from a firearm, it ain't many. I mean, it's kind of like your odds of dying in a plane crash. Like, could it happen? Sure. But, you know, are you going to examine the plane before you get on the plane to make sure that everything is right, especially if you don't know how to examine the plane? I don't know if that's a great analogy, but, you know, it's an analogy.
No, I hear you. And you know, how far do we take that if we're going to go down that road? Let's say they're doing a Revolutionary War movie and there's cannons involved. Do the actors have to go through some sort of like independence era cannon training? Like, it's just getting to be too far, especially with, you said, like the infrequency of these incidents. Thankfully, that they are very infrequent.
No, I mean, they obviously happen. This is a horrible one that happened. It makes you really, I can see both sides of the argument here, but I think I see both sides of the argument had there been more training, I guess, on set. The argument that's going to be made to that, though, is there was training on set. There was a brief firearms training, and it's on video. Alec Baldwin's not really paying attention. He's over on his phone. He's literally playing around with the gun, kind of like a kid. But again, you're the actor, but I'm going to guess it's like he's been on this. He's seen this routine. He's been through these trainings hundreds of times. It's kind of like, whatever, I kind of got this. It's like a senior in high school and they're doing some sort of initiation for the freshmen. And they're all, oh, what's this? And you're like, whatever, I've done this before. Talking about a gun, though, a little different. You know, someone's life could be ended. I don't know that aspect's going to play very well for him in this trial.
Yeah, it's not a great look. And you know, especially when someone lost their life and you have kind of this, you know, rich, famous actor who's sort of cavalierly going through this firearms training, and lo and behold, someone dies from a gun on set. Horrible look, without question. But, you know, what he was required to do under the statute is to act with, it's like due cause and circumspection or something, mm-hmm. due caution and circumspection. So he doesn't need to be an expert. He doesn't need to go above and beyond. He just kind of has to act like a reasonable person in a similar position would. And I think the defense is going to argue that he did what any other actor would do.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com today for 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.